Shaking It Up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Once again, we have arrived. That unique fragrance that you smell in the sky, and that increased heart rate that beats in between your two shoulders, at this very moment is due to the fact that you and I are amongst the guests of the All-Merciful. The Lord of the worlds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has invited us to be in His company and His proximity one more time. This night and this day is now the most important night and most important day in your life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a new opportunity. And that's all that we can ask for every single day when we wake up in the morning. Think about where you were yesterday. Think about where you were 1 month ago, 1 year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It doesn't matter. None of that matters because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His grace and out of His mercy and out of His generosity, has said, forget about what happened yesterday. Let's focus on today, because my mercy and my compassion and my forgiveness is open. All you have to do is ask and you will receive. Ud'uni istajib lakum. Ask me and I will answer you. Remember, my dear friends, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth, wants our success. He's not a wrathful God who wants to take vengeance upon His creation like many people perceive. No. Otherwise, why would He dedicate not one day, not one night, not 1 hour, but entire month inviting us to seek His proximity by means of prayers, by means of fasting, by means of dua and supplication and adhkar and all of the other rituals that we perform during the month of Ramadan? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to give us that extra boost, that extra motivation, that extra inspiration, so that we're able to draw ourselves to success by means of finding Him in His glory and in His greatness. By means of humbling ourselves and tiring our bodies by abstaining from food and drink during the day and standing and bowing and prostrating during the night, all of that exhaustion is for one purpose and one ultimate objective, and that is that in the course of our body tiring, our soul and our spirit and our hearts spiritually, they become stronger. It's virtually the muscle, the workout that we often put our bodies through in order that we see change in our body, that soul and that spirit also needs a little bit of exercise. It also needs to go through the rigor and it needs to go through the pain of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in the beginning might be challenging. When the month sets and the moon appears in the sky for the holy month of Ramadan, and we push away our coffee and our food, and we change up our schedules with such lack of sleep, those first couple of days, how exhausting are they? I know for me, they're awfully exhausting. But as the days proceed, as we get into the middle of the month of Ramadan, and as we get into the nights of Layal al-Qadr, and as we get closer toward the day of Eid al-Fitr, everything just starts looking a little bit different. We start to see the world with so much more clarity. We start to understand our purpose in existence. And I want you, for just one moment, if you've fasted and if you've worshipped during the month of Ramadan before, then go back to where you were last year during the month of Ramadan. And I don't care if you're listening to this episode during the month of Ramadan or not. Just go back to where you were last year on the first night of the holy month. How much have you changed, if so? How many steps have you taken in the right direction, in the wrong direction, during the course of this past year? And if you've never fasted during the month of Ramadan, you've never worshipped, you've never experienced the month of Ramadan, and this is your first opportunity, And the same questions apply. Where were you last month? Where were you last year? What steps in the right direction did you take? And which steps in the wrong direction did you take? What I'm trying to say, as a reminder to myself and as a reminder to everyone else, that for this very moment, none of that really matters so much. Because the only thing that matters is now. The fact that we have walked through the door of God's compassion and His care and His love and His mercy. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired us to be in that zone and in that state of mindfulness and focus and diligence as we begin this holy month of Ramadan, so that we're able to draw closer to Him for a reason. There's a reason why you decided to turn on this podcast today. There's a reason why you have decided to revitalize your soul and your heart during the course of these days and during the course of these nights. This is a blessing, and that's a victory for us. And we should never, ever lose sight of the fact that we started. That we started to take those initial steps to find who we are and who our Creator is. Remember, my dear friends, that life is a journey. And our spiritual journey is a journey in and of itself. That goes through a whole host of downs and ups. And I know that probably during the course of this past year, there have been a lot more downs than ups. Financial difficulties, mortality, illness. I don't care what the trials and tribulations that we had to endure. I'm sure that everyone had to endure something. But at the end of the day, all of those experiences are meant to mold us. Because we're again taking a look at the bigger picture, and that is that God did not create us in vain, no. Nor did He create us for this world, but rather He created us for eternal life. That there's something beyond all of the obstacles and hurdles and attachments to this transient world that we encounter and that we have to endure on a day-to-day basis. And that, at least for me, is what I want to start to think about tonight. And how at the end of this month, my life will hopefully be a little bit more closer to where I need it to be before I depart from this transient world. Meaning what? It's important that we set intentions for ourselves, naturally physical as well as spiritual. Physically, for instance, to be able to cut out bad habits when it comes to eating. For instance, many people during the month of Ramadan, they utilize these days to stop, you know, eating too much sugar or to stop smoking cigarettes or whatever it may be. Similarly, naturally, we need to set those spiritual goals for ourselves. That you want to start to recite Quran, or you want to start to make dua regularly, or you want to start to pray regularly, whatever it may be. But I'm talking about even bigger spiritual goals than that. And amongst those things, of course, is to make our minds and our hearts and our existence entirely more in tune and more focused with that which is most important, and that is the world beyond this one. To start to reflect a little bit and to think about whether or not we have left behind a meaningful legacy when we depart from this dunya and we enter into that grave and we begin the next journey in our existence. Have I put in all of the work and the effort that I needed to in order to gain ultimate success in the world beyond this one? Remember that the month of Ramadan, more than anything else, again, is an opportunity to cultivate these hearts and to cultivate these souls. And to allow for ourselves to give us that strength to endure the difficulties and hardships. So for instance, if you're able to keep your mind focused on God during this month of Ramadan, all of that effort and all of that focus, all of those long nights in prayer, and all of those exhausting days in abstaining from food and drink during the month of Ramadan will give us the strength to endure the obstacles, the challenges, the mortalities, the financial troubles, the illness that we encounter every single year and every single day and every single month during the course of our lives. Because again, when we see the bigger picture of things, everything is afforded a little bit more clarity. And so, as we begin this journey within the journey within the journey of the first night of the holy month of Ramadan, I want you all to sort of take a little bit of a step back and start to think about what life is like on the other side. And when I say the other side, I mean in the next stage of our journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for a purpose, not in vain. And if we're consistently in a state of reflection on that ultimate purpose, on the ultimate goal, on the objective of that which we're seeking, again, everything else will be a little bit more clear. So let's keep our minds and our hearts and our souls focused on the ultimate objective of our existence. And inshallah, I'm certain that we'll find this month of Ramadan to be a month of impact and great success. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.